Chapter 5, Poems of War. Hiroshima. I remember it well, that first day in hell. So long ago, I know. As the siren sounded, our Yankee foe decided that now his power we would know. So dropped his atomic bomb from the sky that caused those below to melt and to fry. We all saw the flash and then felt the blast that blew infernos around us to eerily cast a different light on a different world. As blackened bodies lay unfurled in corners and gutters clinging together, welded and wedded where no man could sever. Yet skinless souls still shuffled by in silent circles. They would try to see the sun, to see the sky. I remember it well, that first day in hell, so long ago, I know. When God let man his fate create, and genius fell to earth as hate, as dependent on a compass whim, determined how much blackened skin would flap around about your heel, or even how much pain you'd feel. As you dragged around your cloak of death, blinded, deafened, sucking breath, those with huge bloated heads just staggered around till their eyeballs popped out to explode on the ground. The mushroom cloud now rose on high as snow-like ashes fell to lie on those below who searched the sky. I remember it well, that first day in hell, so long ago, I know. I watched where tender lips did lie, to see dark holes vent silent cry. I saw the shape of a horse as he stood in the sun to bask in God's warmth, till a hotter one burnt him so perfect against a white wall in an instant heat that left no time to fall. I saw shadows on steps where bodies had curled as vaporized souls left their mark on this world. Now black dollops of rain fell out of the mist from that cursed sky in one final twist. But the deaf and the blind who looked up to God found these cascades of rain were naught but a fraud, for they fell with a splash of hot nuclear ash. I remember it well, that first day in hell, so long ago, I know. Then we dug in the rubble, the debris to hurl, and managed to find a frail little girl. It dampened our glee when she just couldn't see, but still managed to cry through one squid-like eye, whose last look at life was facing the sun that once gave her birth but then fell to earth. So feeling her pain on that lonely day, I stroked her long hair till I felt her sway as it fell out in clumps and looked really bad. For although she was blind, she felt really sad. Then our saviors arrived with water and food, but no victims of burns should drink if they could. So they gasped and gave up and dropped where they stood. I remember it well, that first day in hell, So long ago, I know. This child that we found needed blood, so my friend decided to give, being so close to the end. So he gave what he could, though feeling so feeble, but couldn't stop bleeding when they took out the needle. He had just drunk too much of that evil black rain. So he stood by in shame as he gave up his pain. In the center of town stood a fountain and pond. Thirsty circles clung there till death waved her wand. Now they sit in my mind, but at night circle round, like those in the fires who dug into the ground. The firestorm had started to eat up the air, yet many stood still, for they just didn't care. But most panicked in fear and ran here and ran there. I remember it well, that first day in hell, so long ago, I know. So we ran to the river, but the river ran red, as thousands jumped in, as they burned and they bled. But they drowned in a scrum and ended up dead, as corpses and bodies to the surface were fed. Our nails and our teeth and our hair then fell out, while those trapped in the fires screamed shout after shout. The day that huge plane dropped a gift with regret. A gift to remember, a gift to forget. When it placed hell on earth and our city ceased, with a toast from the skies and a boast from the beast. Dedicated to little Takako Yoshimoto, one of 3,000 schoolchildren who perished that first day in hell.